Now, mis queridos listeners, sometimes you know that it's tricky to find just the right word. And in those moments, well, you might choose to replace words with flowers. In the Mediterranean region called Catalonia, they have actually formalized this act of expressing love in the Feast of San Jordi, which includes roses and words in the form of books. Our intern, Laura Calzada, is from Catalonia, and she wanted to explain this special tradition to us.
What's your name?
My name is Jesús Samaniego.
What is San Jordi?
It's Catalonia's national fest. People usually gather on the street, and men give roses to women, and women give books to men. This has changed through the years. Now, anyone can give a book and anyone can receive a rose.
That's right. Sant Jordi is Catalan's Lover's Day. I remember the excitement at school every April 23rd, waiting to find out if I was going to receive a rose from the boy I had a crush on. And afterwards, in a sort of competition, my girlfriends and I would count the number of roses we'd gotten. But regardless of the number, at night, I could always count on getting a rose from Dad. He brought me one along with one for my mom and sister. The story of Sant Jordi comes from a legend, and that story is very linked to my childhood. So, I went to a celebration of the Feast of Sant Jordi in New York City and found some kids to help me explain it.
Sant Jordi saved the princess.
He killed the dragon.
And then what happened?
A giant rose bush came out, and he gave one to the princess.
The prince saved the princess.
So, the knight gives a rose to the princess and then says bye and goes bring peace to other places.
I also spoke to Guille Velasco from Barcelona.
It was a Saint George actually who went to free a princess of a dragon. So he had to kill the dragon, and from the blood of the dragon, the legend says that it grew a rose bush. So he picked a rose and gave it to the princess. So that's the origin, I think.
The legend gave way to the tradition. It became so popular that Irish writer Colm Toibin learned about it years ago.
I remember someone telling me about it in the early 70s, that in Catalonia on this day, instead of waving flags or going on demonstrations, everyone gets either a book or a rose. I thought it was the most beautiful thing. And when I saw it first and watching old couples in Barcelona, him with a big art book, new, and her with a bunch of roses, beautiful. And I thought, this is a society that understands something fundamental about beauty and culture.
Writer Josep Puntí will probably agree. I asked him when the lovely tradition of giving a rose got linked to trading a book. He said that as he understands it, we have to go back to the 1920s to the streets of Barcelona.
There was this moment where Catalan publishers wanted to promote their books, and they thought that because of the Cervantes and Shakespeare death anniversary, it was a good occasion to do it, and they started. And I think at the beginning it was just one small publisher, but then little by little everyone was joining it.
Translator Marianne Newman said that it might have started commercial, but it has grown to something bigger.
The fact that this was a mythical holiday for lovers that then was sort of commercialized in a beautiful way by booksellers who decided, okay, people should give each other a rose and a book. It's a wonderful thing because I'm sure that their intentions were not, were commercial. But in fact, the effect has been to create this extraordinary festival.
And so the 23rd of April has now become World Book Day. But what happens in the Catalan towns and villages on that day is a special thing. It's something that you have to go to Catalonia to see.
New York City-born poet Rowan Ricardo Phillips said this year was a special Sant Jordi for him and his wife.
Nuria and I have two small daughters now, and what I do is I bring a rose and a book for each of them. I not only bought a rose for Nuria and the two girls, but a book. Book shopping for a three-year-old and a five-month-old is a lot of fun. So this, I think, was my most memorable Sant Jordi.
For philosopher Jordi Graupera, flowers are the most basic form of beauty. And he says giving them says something about where he and I are from.
The fact that in Catalonia we have this tradition of giving both books and roses to our loved ones gives us the perfect excuse to think of the other as the destiny of our will to beauty.
He also says that books and roses have more in common than we think.
I think books die too. Sometimes you read a book and at that moment seems to be very important to you and it makes an impact in your life. Sometimes that impact lasts, but sometimes it doesn't. You outgrow the book and you look back at the moment in which you felt enthralled by the book and you don't understand why you were so enthralled by it. Whereas sometimes a flower that disappears by nature, it dies, it leaves a lasting impression in your mind to the extent that sometimes we need to preserve that flower, maybe within the pages of a book.
For Latino USA, I'm Laura Calzada.